So just imagine this for like a second. You have the ability to have whatever you want in any way, shape, or form. All you have to do is say so. What if you had such ultimate control over someone where you could fuck them whenever you want? You could have them in any way, shape, or form. You could make them do whatever you wanted them to do. Their only obligation is to obey and trust. Could you imagine a relationship like that? For me, personally, I call that BDSM. In my world, hi guys, welcome to Why Choose One. In my world, dominance and submission is something that I do every single day. I have what we call a 24/7 BDSM power dynamic. That any given time, my fiance can tell me what to do. BDSM is something that has been in my life for a very long time, and I'm in love with BDSM. A lot of people give it very intriguing definitions or intriguing viewpoints. But the moments that matter to me is when I'm lost. Lost in feeling is what we call subspace. The only thing on my mind is what I'm feeling, the sensations I'm feeling. It's about turning pain into pleasure. It's about being strong and overcoming. Submission is not easy. I've never considered it to be easy. Submission is difficult, especially for someone like me who bottoms or who tops from the bottom, which is pretty much in any other person's world could be taken as a brat, could be taken as a princess, which I fucking hate that term, could be taken as many things, but for me, it's a power control game. And because I'm switchy, which means I top and bottom, I dominate and I submit. Not necessarily in all relationships, including the one I'm currently in, my fiance. But I have a natural dominant personality. I have the ability to laugh when I cause pain or when, like, cause pain, of course, in the sense of, like, for example, I had a slave gifted to me for a weekend and it was fabulous. And I gave him pain and I laughed my ass off when he squirmed and screamed. But, you know, that was fun. But true submission is my heart. It's one of the things that I was dabbling in. I mean, if you've been following me for a long time or know me in the BDSM world, you know that for a long time I considered myself a dominant. And a long time I considered myself a submissive. And I really struggled with that. And it changed per person what relationship I was in and whether it was, you know, a woman or a man. There's so many moments where I felt as though confused. I was confused by what I was feeling. And there's no other high like subspace, and there's no other high like a dominant space. And those two things are very near and dear to my heart, and they're fun, and they're fabulous to get into. But having control over someone is something that is not a lot of people can do. You know, I've been with a lot of dominance, and anybody can throw a flogger. Anybody can throw a whip. Anybody can slap an ass, grab some hair, fucking throat fuck the chick. You know, anybody can do that. It's not rocket science. It's not difficult. But reading someone's body language, that is, oh, this beautiful, magnificent connection between a person and another. Knowing what their body means when they're reacting. Say, for example, I got a huge smack on the ass. Depending on my reaction will depend on whether or not that person should smack my ass again. Whether I lean into it. Whether my breathing goes up. Whether I gift a glare to you. whether I moan, you know, all those little body reactions. And understanding what those reactions mean is not an easy feat. And that is one of the key things that I find that a lot of dominance or a lot of dominance in the community lack. Sure, if someone's like, oh my God, that hurts so bad, never do that again, that's obvious. But it's the little telltale signs. Like, for example, I naturally want to obey. I crave submission. I crave someone not to take it away from me, but for me to gift it, for me wanting to give it to someone and doing whatever they tell me to do. Not because they want to take that from me. So anybody can throw a flogger and anybody can get good at it. But how you react to someone's reactions is the most critical component if you don't know what you're doing. If you're just trying to cause pain, it's easy to cause pain. If a big, huge man is about to throw a flogger on your ass and he just throws it as hard as he can, fuck yeah, it's going to hurt. Fuck yeah, it's not going to feel that good. But it's turning that pain into pleasure that creates a connection. Like that moment when you, yes, administer some form of pain, whether that's, you know, whipping a flogger or a whip, and then touching someone's back, someone's ass, you know, whatever party part you just hit, and letting that warmth go to the skin, drawing your very lightly, like your nails up across that part that you just hurt. So they feel that sensation 10 times more. And a lot of people don't even know that. They think they have to be rough with skin because they imagine in their head because they've never been hit like that before. And the key point is that everything that someone does to you can hurt and cause pain. I've been in scenes, many scenes, where I have gotten pain that did not turn into pleasure. I was not enjoying myself because they didn't read my body and they weren't connecting with me. And that made me think that I was no longer a masochist. That made me feel as though I did not like pain. But for some reason, I liked pain administered by certain people. And then I thought I was just being what you call a princess. You know, demanding and particular. But for me, what I crave is connection. What I crave is that utterly intimate, sensual moment where there is pain and pleasure, and I'm doing what he wants me to do. You know, you can't teach someone to be a dominant. Then they become a service top, is what we call them. And there's very disconnected connections. And the people who are genuinely interested in dominance, about controlling someone, about never hearing the word no from someone. Of course, submissives have a voice. We are not slaves. There's a very big difference between a slave and a submissive. But they value our opinion when we speak it. They listen to the words and they trust what we're saying, and vice versa. It is your responsibility that if you are to be able to take any pleasure you want from someone else, that you have to consider the fact that you have to gift pleasure. It's not about taking what you want from someone and just keeping it for yourself. It's about give and take. If there was anybody that walked up and my fiance wanted me to fuck them, I would do it. Because it's fun, and I'd be scared and I'd be nervous. But as long as he found pleasure out of it, I would be gaining something. I would be enjoying that. BDSM is this fascinating little world where a lot of people and a lot of misfits fit in. And I found that there's real BDSM people and then there's not so real BDSM people. There's the savages and the experts and the real heavy leather, the heavy hardcore motherfuckers, which I do not consider myself a part of. I like to think that I could play with those people. And I have an obsession with leather and the smell and the feel and the way I feel when I'm wearing it or when someone puts their leather on my body. There's a lot of aspects of leather that I love, especially the hardcore motherfuckers that are associated with leather, because holy Jesus Christ. But there's a whole story behind leather, and it's in a lengthy one that I feel like I could do an entire podcast about, which I'm trying to set up, by the way, with someone who's very experienced in leather. But that's another topic for another time. What I'm saying is, I am a sensual masochist. That means I like pain, and I like the sensuality that comes with it. I can't just get administered savage pain over and over and over and over again. That is not something, it's something that I struggle with. With no reward, there is no reward as in connection for me. The connection with someone is a reward. And me submitting to someone, say I didn't really know them, and I started, and I was scared to play with them, but I chose to play with them. If there's a connection there and an intimacy, oh my God, the scene is always so glorious. But if there's not, if there's any at all resentment or not feel goods or just something that doesn't connect with someone and there's some kind of mismatch there, I have horrible scenes. Horrible. But I've also had scenes that have lasted hours. Hours. And never once did I crumble. And I flew in subspace for such a long time. My endorphins flooded me and made me feel so fucking good. And lately, it's, you know, it has been a long while since I've done anything kinky. You know, I moved to the big city thinking that I was going to do all of these kinky things and go to all these events now that I was available to, but I never made the time to do it. Honestly, it's been almost a year since I other than one or two or three, you know, times since I really participated in kink. But I used to do it almost every day. And like, for sure have really hardcore scenes, usually every 3 weeks, minimum, as I would travel to the big city to do them. And, you know, I really loved that. I did that for 4 years. But it wasn't until all of this shit started going down that's happening in the world, and I started reading again. And then all of a sudden, the flashback of being in that moment of remembering what subspace felt like, that I was like, oh my God, I feel like I was just instantly, my desire just flooded and I was captivated and my focus narrowed in and I was like, this is something that I need and I need to explore again and have fun again. Not saying that I haven't, because it's true, I do live a 24/7 BDSM relationship. But we don't, to be honest, we don't seem typically like I used to. And that's partially because, you know, we have never really taken the time to seem often, because, you know, we're just madly in love with each other. So you can't blame us. But, you know, we do a lot of, like, whenever we fuck or make love, it's a mixture. And, you know, there's, like, these moments where it's very BDSM. And quite honestly, it's often, most of the time. And, you know, we do these little things, but taking that versus, like, a scene, because not always is a scene of in BDSM, it's not sex. Majority of the subspaces that I was created or gotten in that made me fall in love with BDSM so much did not come from any sex. There was no sex involved. Maybe there was orgasms, but there was definitely no sex. And so having that difference has been interesting. And so I feel like, you know, I'm ready to I'm ready for phase two of the world to open back up again so I can start going to things and meeting new people and not being afraid of, of course, when you're in the scene for so long, eventually, drama occurs or people, end up having an opinion of you that isn't really true or honest, but it's created by other people's opinions who talk about you. So what I'm getting at is that I was really nervous to run into some people. So I don't think I care about that anymore. I don't give a shit. I just want to go have fun, meet people, and have no drama, and just be my natural submissive self. I need it. I feel like I really, really need it. So anyways, this is me going on about BDSM and my cravings. And I just want to, ask you guys, how fun would it be to have complete control over someone? Okay, bye. Oh, P.S. Advertisement time. Club IT. I cannot wait until they open. I cannot wait to go dancing and have fun and fuck my fiance in the goddamn club and have fun, meet people, whatever, and just enjoy myself. I cannot wait. My inner slut has been screaming. She's like, hello, pay attention to me. And so I feel like every time I go even to the grocery store, like my clothes have just beginning like a little bit inappropriate. Because I'm like, hello, pay attention to me. Anyways, love Club IT. If you mention my podcast and it's your first time going, you can get in for free. So they've been an excellent participant in being with us during this time. And I cannot wait to go back. So mad love to all of you guys and chat soon. Stay kinky, fuckers.